A mission group is concerned about the future of their work in Russia. A Christian radio ministry trains church leaders for an uncertain future in Sudan. And believers bring aid and a future through a church partnership in Malawi. These stories and more coming up on today's edition of Mission at Work News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. With Russian Christmas over, Christians are celebrating how God used their Christmas evangelism project. But they're concerned for the future because of the new law on non-governmental organizations. It will hurt Slavic Gospel Association's humanitarian work, says David Genn.
We're praying that God would stay the implementation of this. This is just another one of the activities that Satan is attempting to use to limit the church from doing the activities that God has called us to do.
The just-completed Emmanuel's Child Outreach would be affected. Genn says it's effective. One example is how the program helped the church reach out to about 40 impaired kids.
For the first time, they heard the gospel. Then as they were given these gifts, they seemed to light up. Then on the inside of each one of the bags is what we call a Emmanuel star that says, God loves you. And then to see the child hold that up. That's what it's all about.
Next, with Sudan's peace accord tentatively holding, the South is experiencing what appears to be a boon, but there are undercurrents that threaten the region's stability. Words of Hope's Lee DeYoung, speaking from Sudan, says people are skeptical.
Most of the people that we've talked to here would be likely expecting that when the six-year trial period is up, that there appears to be greater sentiment to form their own country rather than to remain part of a unified Sudan, which is governed from the capital in Khartoum.
DeYoung says the Sudanese church has grown very quickly, saying with the changes that could come, what they're doing is more important than ever.
Most of the time I'm spending here is in training of Sudanese pastors and evangelists. That is related to the radio work and especially to the follow-up effort in which we try to partner with the churches in helping to provide leadership training.
You're listening to Mission Network News. Cornerstone University's Grand Rapids Theological Seminary was where more than 100 mission leaders and pastors talked about counting sheep. How do you measure mission effectiveness? It was part of the Global Learning Center's second annual Mission Symposium. GLC's David Livermore.
Our group was pretty ready to go to the conversation of saying just counting decisions for Jesus or conversions is not a helpful assessment by itself, that it's got to be connected with, is there transformation in their life? Is there transformation in the community of which they're a part?
The general director of SEND International, Warren Jansen, is taking information back to his organization. He says this will help SEND
in trying to become better, more effective in connecting the local church with the missionary that they're supporting or the missionary that they're sending.
A symposium report will be released soon. Pray that it helps organizations communicate their work more effectively. And Hope Givers International's Michael Glenn says what began 2 years ago with famine relief has blossomed into Hope, specifically a Hope home in Malawi. It's more than just another orphanage. Glenn took a team to share the blessing and their future vision.
We took this group over to help minister by bringing that food and aid, to also visit with people, to visit hospitals and the prison, to deliver food, to teach them how to do some of these things, to educate students, to pray with people in the hospital, just to interact and bless these people any way we could.
Glenn says the blessing goes both ways as people build relationships. It's an investment in people, seeded by the hope of Christ.
The difference is when people are engaged, and that's God's purpose, how much more you do to impact the region when you are involved in this personally and not just do it from a bureaucratic process. When you roll up your sleeves and you get yourself dirty, God uses it, I think, more effectively.
Mission Network News is a listener-supported news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. Brother Andrew's prayer guide called Unlock Your Hidden Prayer Power is available when you call us at 1-800-995-4828. You can also get it at our new website at missionnetworknews.org. There you can also subscribe to our bulletin inserts, free podcasts, quarterly newsletters, and more. That's our new website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.